Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Most believers do not know this, but the recent presidential election was designed by the evil one to destroy many of your destinies. You don't know this. But you see, the devil wasn't concerned. You think the devil was concerned about voting. No. He was concerned about your heart. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural. Most of you think the very first transgression in the Bible was Eve eating that forbidden fruit. But Kenan, you said no.
No. What was it? The first transgression in the Bible was slander.
Slander?
Yes, because the Bible says that Satan, or the serpent, came to Eve and he began to question God's reputation. You see, slander is defined as a damaging statement about someone's character or reputation. When Eve was presented with the opportunity to eat the fruit, the enemy told her that you will not surely die. In other words, God's not telling you the truth. He said one thing, but he means something else. And it was her doubt and her suspicion that caused her to disobey God's command. You see, the word Satan actually is the Hebrew shaitan, and it means an adversary, but it also means one who breaks faith. In other words, when there is slander operating, our faith and trust in the character of the person slandered is damaged, it's broken, so that we no longer see them the same way again. And that's exactly what happened to Eve in the garden.
Yeah, but look at the repercussion.
Yes.
Do you think it could be as serious for a believer, that the repercussion? You call something the demonic trio.
Yes.
Explain that.
Well, I believe that slander and gossip and offense is what I call the demonic trio. In other words, slander, gossip, and offense. And I want us to think about it this way. Imagine somebody had a debilitating virus, like bacterial meningitis, for example. Mm-hmm. You can carry bacterial meningitis and not even know you have it. Guess where you carry it? In your mouth. Hmm. So when somebody releases the virus or the bacteria, it can infect another person and get past their blood-brain barrier into their brain and kill them. So I believe that what Satan has done has attempted to infect the church with offense. And his means of doing that is through slander and gossip.
You know, I have never seen a time in my entire life that it's almost okay to slander and gossip when, let's say, take the most recent presidential election. I mean, families are being divided. I've never seen such division, and it's like we watch the news, and you put it in, and it comes out, and we're saying the same negative things. I mean, and it's hateful. How does a Christian fall into such a trap?
Well, it's very simple. Why would Eve risk everything because of a conversation?
She wouldn't.
Now watch this. When we talk about the serpent and how he spoke to Eve, the word serpent there actually means divination, which means that what was happening to Eve while she was listening to the accuser, she was being brought under a spell. And Sid, there are millions of Christians who are spellbound. they are literally under a satanic influence. You see, people don't recognize that slander is actually a form of witchcraft. And I'll tell you why. You know, the definition of witchcraft, you know, in the New Testament is the word pharmakia. It means where we get the word pharmacy from. Illicit drugs, drugs that put people in an altered state of consciousness, drugs that manipulate and control. Well, guess what, Sid? We have many pharmacists in the church and in the schools and in the families. These are people who, with their words, poison other people and bring those people into a spell, bring them into an altered state of consciousness so that they don't even realize what they're doing anymore. They don't realize what they're saying. And I always ask people this question: who's in your ear? Who are you listening to?
But what someone hears, does it really affect them? Most people think it's nothing.
Oh, no. Absolutely. What we hear affects every aspect. First of all, the first thing that we hear, it affects what we see. You see, when Eve heard the conversation, she saw the tree differently. When I hear something, it affects everything that I see. It affects my ability to perceive, my ability to see things clearly.
How would that affect our destiny?
Well, that has the power to stagnate your destiny. I'll give you an example. The Lord gave me a vision, and I saw two believers.
Oh, my goodness.
They were outside of a church, and they were talking. And as they were talking to each other, there were two demons on each of their shoulders, and the demons would whisper lies into their ears. Now, Sid, they never even questioned whether or not these were true statements. Now, watch this. As they begin to hear these whispers in their ear, they begin to look at each other different. Their countenance changed. Then the most dramatic thing happened. You know what happened in my vision? The demons began to vomit on each of the believers. And it was like this slime. It was this filthy slime. And I asked God, I said, God, what is that? He said, that's slander, gossip, and offense. He said, it is a substance from the underworld. What have I told people? That slander and offense was a satanic substance that can contaminate their spiritual life and keep them from fulfilling their destiny. Literally keep you from realizing God's purpose for your life and abort your destiny prematurely.
That's pretty serious stuff. That's as serious as what happened to Eve, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
What about sickness?
Oh, yeah.
Can it affect our health?
I was ministering to people, and I was trying to figure out why people weren't getting healed. And God told me, He said, you're not dealing with the right thing. You need to address the elephant in the room. So I began to pray for people who had been lied on, people who had been offended, who had been hurt. And I called, you know, an altar call. One woman came down who had been devastated. I mean, her body was racked with rheumatoid arthritis. Now, when further investigation, we realized that this woman had been through a nasty divorce. Her husband had said awful things about her. She was bitter toward him, and as a result, it was affecting her health. When I led her through a prayer of release, she was instantly healed.
God, set me free of bitterness in Jesus' name. I'm healed. I'm healed.
Praise the Lord.
Well, she went to the doctor. They couldn't even find any rheumatoid in her body anymore. So we see that what we accept into our heart has tremendous ramifications even for our health.
I believe that many of you, you're out of control. I even see myself doing it when I watch the news and I hear these things and my temper, my anger goes up. But you know what? There is a vaccine. And when you take this vaccine, you will have it under control. And when you have it under control, you will walk in the promises of God. When we come back, we'll hear about this vaccine.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Kenan, you have an analogy that really spells out how offense operates on us. It had to do with the dark alley.
Okay. So imagine people walking down a dark alley. Mm-hmm. It's pitch black. You can't see anything in front of you. And I remember being in this experience when I went to Africa one time. I couldn't see anything. And I didn't, you know, there were no generators, no nothing, no light. And so you're walking down this dark path. You can't see what you're stumbling. In fact, in this particular instance, there was a black viper right by my foot. I didn't even see it. The person behind me happened to step on it. And I believe that many people are stumbling in the dark. That's what offense is like. You know, the Bible calls it a snare. It's actually a stumbling block. That's what the word offense means. It means something that causes us to get trapped or stuck. So there are millions of believers. They don't know why they're stumbling. They don't know why. Why am I not healed? Why can't I have any joy? Why have I yet to fulfill my purpose? They've been saved 20 years, and yet they've never fulfilled their calling. They're literally walking in the dark, and they don't know what they're stumbling at. The Bible tells us, it says, he that hates his brother stumbles in darkness, and he can't see where he's going. And so this is what the enemy wants. He wants us in darkness so that we can't see our purpose. We can't see where we're going.
We literally have an assassin that's coming out to kill us, but we're actually being used by that assassin, and we don't even realize it.
God gave me this analogy. Satan moved out of the church a long time ago, and he hired hit men to do his bidding. Now, who are his hit men? This is going to be very scary for some people. Believers. People who love God, people who are sincere in their walk, but are unknowingly assassinating others in the church, unknowingly assassinating others in their family, on their job. They don't realize that they're working for the enemy. But I believe if I can do this, Sid, I want to release you from that contract. You're fired. You're not going to work for the enemy anymore. You're going to work for the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lords, not the accuser of the brethren, but the healer of the nations.
Is there a vaccine, if you will, because I'll take it. Now, I don't take a lot of vaccines for other reasons, but this vaccine I want for this virus, is there?
There's a vaccine. And, you know, here's what we have to do. First of all, we have to forgive. You see, God forgave us. The Bible says, God, for Christ's sake, forgave us. None of us deserve forgiveness. That's why it's called forgiveness. And we're required to forgive people who don't even acknowledge they're wrong. And this is why I said, forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. It's for you, because you're the one that is going to experience freedom. You're the one that's going to have peace.
And not gossiping isn't for them, it's for you. But it destroys people. You know what? It works both ways.
It works both ways. And then we have to repent. See, this is the vaccine. We have to change our thinking. You know, what if people understood that every time you said something about someone, a dagger went into that person's heart, or a dagger went into someone's heart? Many people would be convicted of mass murder because our words are like swords. This is what the scripture says. It says the talebearer, their words are like wounds going into the inward parts. See, I want people to have a visual of this, Sid, and recognize what's happening. Satan is the only one who gains from accusation. We gain nothing from it.
Give me one other clue on this vaccine.
Have to avoid.
Avoid?
Avoid.
Avoid what?
Avoid conversations that are demonic, conversations that don't glorify God, conversations that don't redeem. You know, the Bible says in Romans 16, mark those which cause offense and avoid them. Now, what this means is I'm not saying cut off all your friends and all this kind of stuff, but what I'm saying is taking a stand. Now, if you realize that your destiny depended on what you heard and what you said, you would be very protective of the words coming out of your mouth.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Your destiny. When we come back, I'm going to have Kenan tell a true story about a young man that tried to kill a woman, went to prison, and what happened? Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Kenan Bridges' brand new book and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unmasking the Accuser, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9460. Through Kenan's brand new book, Unmasking the Accuser, you will understand that the voices of insecurity, offense, guilt, and shame really are devices of the devil designed to steal your destiny. Learn that the demonic trio of slander, gossip, and offense ruin marriages, relationships, destroy churches, and discredit those in spiritual leadership. Unveiled is the root of so many issues and snares that rob us of victory. Understand a strategic plan to take back what you have lost in your authority and evict the accuser permanently from your life. Each chapter has questions for discussion, testimony, and a powerful prayer that will lead you into victory over darkness. Through Kenan's exclusive three-part audio CD teaching, Unmasking the Accuser, you will learn how to recognize the devastation of slander, identify the satanic nature of gossip, avoid the temptation to be hurt and offended, release those who have wounded you, walk in victory through using the power of love and forgiveness as God's secret weapon, understand how to obtain supernatural breakthrough for your health, relationships, finances, and ministry. The audio CDs include powerful prayers of impartation to help you walk in victory over the enemy. Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' brand new book and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unmasking the Accuser, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9460. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9460 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
A young African-American boy tried to kill an elderly white woman. Hurt her. I mean, horribly. Tell me that story, Kenan.
Yeah, it's a very powerful story, Sid. You know, this young man is sort of a menace and doesn't have a father figure in his life, and so he resorts to a life of crime, violence, robbing, stealing, etc. And he happens to victimize this woman, and he hurt her really bad, and of course he went to prison. He was convicted and went to prison. But the amazing part of this story is the response of the woman. She forgave him. Not only that, but she began to correspond with him in prison and to bless him and tell him, you know what, you can start over again, you can have a better life. I mean, isn't that amazing? When he gets out of prison, they meet for the first time since the event, and they embrace one another.
I wanted to thank
And he says, you know what? You changed my life. Because when you forgave me, I realized that that wasn't who I am. That wasn't who I was created to be. You know, God had a bigger purpose for me in life. And now this man is reintroduced back into society, and he's going to do great things. But what would have happened if she didn't forgive him? Now, I'm not saying that it's easy to forgive.
If she hadn't, I bet he would have gone into society and done even worse.
Yes, because he was in the prison of her unforgiveness. Hmm. That's what happens when we hold on to offenses, we hold people hostage. And guess what? We have to be the prison guard. So we're right there with them while they're in prison. Neither one of us is going anywhere.
We're both in prison.
We're both in prison.
I mean, it's time to be free. When you understand the repercussions of what happened when you lend yourself to do these unbiblical things, you said every believer, every church needs an ICU unit.
That's right. Intensive care unit. You know, every believer, every hospital, every good hospital has an intensive care unit.
Yes.
And this is where the worst cases go. This is where the most traumatized, the most debilitated, the most wounded people go. And they have specialists that can administer care to these people. It's usually a separate part from the other part of the hospital. Every church, every family, every believer needs an ICU. In other words, we need to understand that many times when people hurt or offend us, it's because they're wounded. When you're wounded, you're prone to attack. when you're hurt, you're prone to hurt. And that's why we need an ICU, a place where people can heal. You know, there are people watching even right now, Sid, that believe, you know, I don't belong in the church. I don't belong in this family. I'm too damaged, you know. There's nothing that can be done for me. But I want people to understand that the Holy Spirit is the chief of the ICU, and He can heal the most wounded person. He can restore the most broken. He can literally rehabilitate the fallen if we will allow Him to.
You have a term you use, grace space. Explain.
Yeah, you know, we have to have a grace space as believers. Don't automatically come to a conclusion about someone. Don't automatically accept a narrative. Don't automatically...
You know, the truth is, we don't have all of the facts. There's only one person that has all the facts. That's God.
That's right.
Tell me that story, very poignant, about that wise grandfather.
The wise grandfather. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I love this story. Two little girls are playing, and they have the crayons and everything. And one of the little girls, the granddaughters, breaks the crayon in half. And so she goes to the grandfather and says, Granddad, I broke my crayon. I'm so upset. And he takes the crayon. You know, he's a wise grandfather. He takes the crayon, and he takes a piece of paper, and he begins to draw with the crayon. And he shows the little girl, he says,
listen,
sweetie,
you know,
broken crayons
still color.
And there are people, if I can just speak to the audience even now, there's some people right now, you've been broken, you've been wounded by the church, you've been wounded by your family, you've been wounded by those in authority, and you need to know that you are not damaged goods. Broken crayons still color. We forget the fact that He is the potter, and cannot the potter heal the clay? Cannot He restore the clay? Cannot He make you the way He wants you to be? Receive Him even now.
Jesus said a very penetrating question. Will you be made whole?
That's right.
Comment on that.
You know, a lot of people are broken. You know, I counsel. And it's so funny because sometimes we can be so engulfed in our brokenness that we don't understand that that's not where God wants us to be. And when Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, a place of healing, everybody was waiting to get in the water. This man had been there for 38 years. And Jesus asked him, He said, will you be made whole today? And then His next words were very powerful. He said, rise, take up your bed and walk. I believe it's time for people to rise up out of their pain, rise up out of their offense, take up their bed and walk in their purpose. This is what God is calling us to do in this hour.
I want you to charge people to do that right now.
You know, you're listening to me right now. You say, I hear what you're saying. I know it's scriptural, but I can't. I'm too hurt. I'm too wounded. Do you know that I was wounded too? I was broken too, even as a pastor. And one day in my room, I'm sitting there, and the Lord Jesus walked into my room, and He laid His hands on my heart, and He gave me a new heart. He gave me a new compassion for people. And I believe He wants to do the same for you right now. As you stretch your hands, Father, in Jesus' name, I declare that everyone watching me and listening to my voice will receive the healing that you desire for them to experience. I charge you now to rise up, take up your bed, and walk. You will not stay in a bed of offense. You will not stay in a bed of affliction. You will not stay in a place of stagnation, but you will rise up today and fulfill your purpose once and for all. In Jesus' name.
Now you know the truth. And I say to you, the truth has made you free.
Have you or someone you've known dealt with uncontrollable anger, reoccurring frustration, insecurity, a feeling of worthlessness, a consistent agitated or critical spirit?
We have an enemy, and any believer knows that. But he is working almost double time now to kill, rob, and destroy. And the problem is, most of us don't even realize what he's doing to us.
God revealed to Pastor Keenan Bridges what the enemy's strategy is and how you can block the devil from his attacks against you. Call now and get Keenan Bridges' brand new book and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unmasking the Accuser, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9460.
I believe God has sent me on a mission to expose the enemy. You are wrestling against the accuser of the brethren who wants to see you stuck. He wants to see your vision diminished. He wants to see you sick in your body. He wants to see you broken. He wants to see you angry and bitter and unable to fulfill your purpose.
Through Keenan's brand new book, Unmasking the Accuser, you will understand that the voices of insecurity, offense, guilt, and shame really are devices of the devil designed to steal your destiny. Learn that the demonic trio of slander, gossip, and offense ruin marriages, relationships, destroy churches, and discredit those in spiritual leadership. Unveiled is the root of so many issues and snares that rob us of victory. Understand a strategic plan to take back what you have lost in your authority and evict the accuser permanently from your life. Each chapter has questions for discussion, testimony, and a powerful prayer that will lead you into victory over darkness. Through Keenan's exclusive three-part audio CD teaching, Unmasking the Accuser, you will learn how to recognize the devastation of slander, identify the satanic nature of gossip, avoid the temptation to be hurt and offended. Release those who have wounded you. Walk in victory through using the power of love and forgiveness as God's secret weapon. Understand how to obtain supernatural breakthrough for your health, relationships, finances, and ministry. The audio CDs include powerful prayers of impartation to help you walk in victory over the enemy and his attacks.
Slander, gossip, and offense will abort the wonderful plan that God has for your life. If you have an out-of-control mouth that loves to gossip, loves to slander, loves to accuse, there is an answer, a supernatural answer. And the how to get control over this, it's time to unmask the accuser. Get the brand new book and exclusive 3-CD teaching series, Unmasking the Accuser.
Don't miss out on getting Keenan Bridges' brand new book and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unmasking the Accuser, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9460. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9460 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest says that the veil between heaven and earth is getting thinner. That's why we're hearing of so many people having visitations to heaven, so many people seeing in the visible world, seeing angels. And she says she can teach you to see into this invisible realm. Anyone interested?
Me too.